Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and make some noise for Cumtown!
Hell yeah. What's up, you motherfuckers?
No, they only had two hats at Walmart.
We're gonna share the hat.
Nick just got a new haircut, so he wanted to share you.
I got my haircut at the hat store because they didn't have three hats, so I got this instead.
Oh, that's cool.
You guys taking pictures?
This feels like we're giving a seminar right now.
It is. These will descend into that.
Mm-hmm. What's our seminar?
The last
about?
One we did 45 minutes of Q&A about Lost. If you have any questions,
it was the smoke monster.
They found him. Yeah, it was a monster. I've never seen. I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's about a plane that crashes.
I knew there was one fat guy. I keep tabs on where fat guys are in TV.
Uh huh.
And there was that guy Hurley was fat as shit.
There was only one allowed at a time.
It's true.
It was Dom DeLuise for about 20 years.
He had the fat guy belt. That's true.
Then, what are you talking about? John Candy?
No, Louis Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess
Kevin James. For a while.
Kevin James.
Was the most notable fat man.
And that's it.
Chris Farley,
big
was
time.
Around.
Mm-hmm. Who's
that's
our current
fat guy?
Who's the champion of fat guys right now?
Hey, get Yoko's, off your phone. You Yoko don't want to miss any of this shit. You want to make sure you get all of this.
Yeah, man, be present,
to this
man.
Shit, dude.
Come on, dude.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come to some fucking weird parking lot to see us really... Really phone in this hour. I mean, we have a timer.
We got a pool in this building. It smells like there would be a pool in here. And if there was an option to fucking swim some laps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Should we go swim some laps?
I just want to, yeah.
Yeah, you want us to leave and go swimming? All right. Yeah, yeah.
I would love to go swimming. Are there girls at this thing right now? There's
yeah.
Damn.
Woo! Yeah.
They realized the mistake of that woo halfway through. They're like, woo!
Oh, no.
Woo!
Throw your voice next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Send them to a different part of the audience. yeah, so we're happy to be here in the fucking capital, huh?
The
yeah.
capital of Canada. This is your D.C.?
Technically. This is your Tehran, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going pro.
Are you guys excited to go to war with Iran?
Yeah.
You guys excited to be dragged into a war with Iran?
Because we know we need your help.
What's
we
that?
Need Prime Minister Justin to make an app or something for us.
Yeah. He met with Donald Trump, and he's going to do everything he says, but his socks are going to say, bitch-ass Donald.
Yeah, and that's really going to give it to
he's
him.
He's going to wear fun socks, and that'll show everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in D.C., huh? What the fuck?
Yeah, he's a fucking coward.
Adam was going to fight him. I was going to try and kiss him.
I didn't say I was going to fight him. I said I was going to murder the Prime Minister.
Are you allowed to say that here or no? Do you have the same kind of rules? That's interesting, because you don't have like regular free speech, but you're allowed to threaten to murder the Prime Minister.
That's allowed.
They don't have regular
they
freedom
don't.
Of speech?
Well, what I mean by that is you can't look at Simpsons porn. Which, that's a free speech issue, I'm sorry.
For sure, dude.
The First Amendment certainly protects Simpsons pornography.
Yeah, what kind of constitution do you motherfuckers have? Some bullshit one that's not even that good?
Oh, you don't need to be, sweetie.
Oh, the charter.
What do we say about protecting yourself from this room of men who have had a lot of sex in their life?
The charter, what is that? What kind of shit is on
so
that?
So what's, yeah, what are your bill of rights? So you got 10 charter line items.
Obey the queen.
Oh yeah, you guys still respect the queen,
fucking bitches.
Bitch.
We told the queen to suck our fat nuts.
Yeah, 1770 fucking six, dude.
Yeah, baby, take... You see these fucking, this tea, bitch? Guess what?
It's tight that we were like, we'll have a war to get rid of the British. And then we did it, and then everyone else is like, we'll just wait around until we get...
yeah. Until it's
and
over.
And now we boss you around and make you do wars even though you don't want to.
But we don't have that old bitch on our money, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
You fucking losers. We got nice some slave races. Owners on ours.
Benjamin Franklin.
Pussy getting champion.
Harriet Tubman.
Harriet
Hamilton, made famous by the Lin-Manuel Miranda play.
I saw a tweet where someone was like, you think people were really following Harriet Tubman on the Underground Railroad and there wasn't no pussy involved? Thinking face emoji. Some guy thinks that slaves were... Harriet Tubman's pussy was so good that it got guys not to be... They were cool being slaves, but they...
You remember how disappointed mm-hmm. you were when you found out it wasn't actually... Not only not a railroad, but not underground either? When it was just walking?
Yeah. What a lie.
Yeah. Well, don't call it that.
Call it something better.
Going north.
Yeah. The trail of the slave.
The slave trail.
Involved trains in it for some reason. And then,
yeah, I wasn't that mad about the train thing, if I'm being honest.
Well, I think most people were.
I feel like that's more...
I feel like most people found out about that and they were pretty upset to the extent that they started a high-pitched scream in class. And wouldn't stop until they were removed and sent to the principal's office.
Your parents sent a note. Nick cannot be involved in any Black History Month activities.
A lot of students started shrieking. Many of them, in fact.
Shaking, rocking, back
started
and forth.
Tearing up everything on the activities board and were brought to the office as a result of finding out that it wasn't an actual underground. Started tearing up all the pictures of Frederick Douglass.
Liar! Liar! Screaming at pictures of George Washington Carver. Yeah.
Yes, threatening people with safety scissors. Throwing the peanut butter all over the room.
Peeing
all that
your
Black
pants.
History peanut butter. It's funny that the peanut butter industry doesn't go fucking all McDonald's about Black History Month.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Because McDonald's is like... Y'all, we back! Who ready for some McDonald's? Every fucking February, they go nuts.
Do you guys have Black History Month here?
Of course not. Oh, I guess so.
Stop booing, okay?
Yeah, you can't boo Black History Month. Boo. As Americans, we're blacker than you are.
Yeah. That's
right. Some of you may be black.
Nick got
we can
stopped
fight about
at Walmart
it later.
For
I did.
Stealing.
I did get stopped.
He
stopped
got profiled.
For stealing a chessboard.
And we didn't steal it. We paid for it. And we bought these hats along with it.
Yeah, what happened? Tell the good people the story.
Adam brought it up, so I'll let him.
So I was walking out in front of Nick, and I had the receipt. And then he walked out, and then the old man said, "Where's your receipt?" And Nick said, "Call the fucking cops." I'm not giving
is
you
this,
shit.
Am I being detained? Shit. Am I being detained, sir?
They don't have cops here. They got a charter with limits. Excuse me, pal. I know my fucking charter limits.
Mm-hmm. I got a note from the queen right here that says I can steal whatever the fuck I want.
I'm obeying
Walmart.
The queen.
Mm-hmm. You just wearing one of those big fuzzy hats, shoplifting?
I actually had both of these hats on at the time. Yeah. She left the hats in the store.
He was wearing double hats.
I was wearing both of the hats and a chest.
That's probably why they thought you were
I was like, excuse me, I'm on my way back to New York.
From this
I know
Walmart.
My charter of rights. Yeah. If you could kindly step the fuck out of my way, sir.
What
as
authority.
I obey the queen.
Also, stealing from the Walton family, that's good socialism.
That's good praxis, brother. Let's go back there and
would
steal.
Would you guys like a Catania, Italy? It's your sister city, actually, so maybe you should know that. I'm reading some facts here.
Oh, yeah,
about
I got a
Ottawa.
Fact. Apparently, Ottawa...
You guys don't even know your fucking sister city?
Fucking losers. Here's another fact about Ottawa. It used to be called Bytown.
Bytown.
Yeah.
Oh. So is everybody here sucking and fucking? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like everyone should be eating pussy and dick and shit like that.
And now apparently it's called Guytown. Because all the fellas.
Does anyone say Fraudawa?
You know Fraudawa. That's
you know what
good.
Frauding is, where you make an ice cream sandwich with your dicks.
You put one dick in another dick.
Yeah, no, that's docking.
That's docking style.
What's frauding?
Frauding is you hold them together, and then you beat them off together.
Really?
Yeah.
My man Fraud over there.
This guy knows.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
Did you say, how do I know that? Because I read the Ottawa Wikipedia page before. Because I had to look up things to talk about.
We actually went to your personal website, yeah. And that was the first thing.
I said, show me pictures of guys from Ottawa, and then yours came up. And I said, what are his hobbies? And it said, sandwiching his dick with another guy's. And that's called frauding.
Yeah.
Frauding.
So we actually kind of learned about
that's
it from
how
you.
So thanks for...
Thanks for teaching us about frauding. You fucking bitch.
So what do you, like, what do you guys go do at night here? You got laser tag or...
Yeah, what the fuck do you, like, do for fun, folks? Nothing. Marijuana. We went to a fucking Johnny Rockets-themed dispensary yesterday.
Yeah.
Real cute. Real cute. Oh, yeah, we sell weed here. It's the 50s. If you're white, you can buy weed.
Were you in D.C. when that Johnny Rockets got in trouble for telling that black lady she couldn't work there because it would ruin the theme?
No. No.
Some
you guys
dumbass
have Johnny Rockets here? It's a 50s-themed diner chain.
Was that Superette?
Superette, yeah.
The weed store, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's a poodle skirt style sock hop weed dispensary. Just make it illegal again.
Yeah.
I don't want a theme. I don't want someone telling me like about the fucking tinks or whatever. Terpenes. The terps. Yeah. Oh, this is great terps. Shut up. What do you guys think of Mr. Paul Anka, the singer? He's from Ottawa.
Paul Anka.
Damn, an anti-Anka crowd, dude. What did Anka
Dan
do?
Dan Aykroyd, you guys.
Hey,
Tom Green's from here? Damn, you should change this to Greentown, dude. No, right. He's from a farm.
All right, shut up.
Everyone knows he's from a farm.
Hey, shut up. We'll read the names off
we'll
a list,
get them
thank
off
you.
The yeah. list.
You're kind
I'll
of
you
making us burn through
city.
Our material yeah. right now.
Don't think we don't have a list of names that we can mention. Don't think for a second that there aren't people from Ottawa that we could list. What's
Do
that?
Do you have snacks?
Oh, you mean
Who
you were,
brought
at, the,
snacks
you
or
were
drugs?
At the Toronto show and you came to this one to also throw
Who
candy?
Brought presents for us?
Oh, okay. But you said, can we throw snacks? I thought you were the same guys from last time who brought...
What was that?
I lost it in the lights. Yeah, all right.
Perfect.
All right. Slow down. But if anyone has edibles a little bit.
Huh? Yo, can we do a wave from this side of the room to that side of the room? Can we do the wave? Let's get it started.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go. Stand up. Let's get it going to that side. Let's get it going all back. Right. Let's get it going back. Let's
yeah,
get it going
let
back.
Let it go back around. Hell
all
yeah.
right.
I
yeah.
love it, dude.
There we go.
Now that's fun.
We should get a little beach that, ball.
That's how I like to have fun.
Hell yeah.
Let's get a fucking beach ball. Dude, I feel like this is a gladiator pit. I feel like we should fight each other down here.
Yeah.
Or honestly, we should make you guys fight each other.
We should get an ape to fight people.
Oh, dude, what, like tour with a little ape in a cage?
We should, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's probably abusive.
Yeah.
To the animal.
Well, if we get it pussy. What's if we that? Go to zoo and it gets pussy at every city, that's not abuse, brother. At
charter or limits?
that's number three on the charter.
That's in the charter.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's gorilla. Allowed an ape to physically abuse as long as you make sure it gets some pussy. Mm-hmm. I think you bring it to the zoo to fuck another ape.
The first bounties were actually all gorillas.
Question, can we let the ape fuck our wives? Yes, you can. You can let the ape fuck your wife, and that's the story of Canada.
What's it say in your fucking charter about that, you idiots?
That was legal. Did the story.
It's legal.
It's
Adam.
Legal.
Pay attention, man.
Yeah, you're too busy.
That's the basis
I'm
of
I'm looking
the,
up famous the, Ottawa people. John Egan, born 1811 to 1857, businessman and politician. Who, Gavin McGinnis?
Okay.
You forget that he's Canadian because he won't shut the fuck up about America.
Yeah, he seems so American.
There's so many of those guys where it's like, get the fuck out, just leave.
Yeah, go back to your fucking country of this place where we're at right now. Chris Evans, born 1847, farmer, teamster, turned outlaw.
Not the hot Chris Evans?
Not Captain America, the worst one.
You know, what? He was in Not Another Teen Movie. I
forgot
about that.
Yes, and he was phenomenal.
That's it.
It is. It's really funny.
It is a good movie.
Okay. Trebek.
That's a good
one. Who somehow is beating pancreatic cancer.
Let's do a prayer circle.
Dear Lord.
Which you can't say, I mean, I know there's like a lot of shit that you can't say, like you credit the administration for, like gas prices or whatever, but I do think it has something. Trump is.
That's the reason Trebek's beating cancer?
Yes. He's because of Donald Trump. And I've been DMing the president asking him to take credit for it.
That would be fucking awesome.
That would rule. And that's the kind of thing he would do, too. He really is the best head of state of all time, probably. There's nobody I would want representing America more than Donald Trump.
What about Lou Ferrigno?
That would be pretty funny, too, but only if his dad was there the entire time.
Oiling up the whole time?
Oiling him up.
Oh, Louis. Louis,
you're beautiful. King. You're like a Michelangelo sculpture. The way you tell people what's happening in the country, Louis. You guys ever see that? Pumping Iron? It's a classic.
If you want to see a grown man oil up his also grown son.
his disabled
son. That's actually
son.
How Nick got to it. He put that search in.
Right.
And he was kind of mad. It was a documentary at first.
Lou Ferrigno was kind of the peak of Brooklyn. Brooklyn never really, that was like, they were like, he's so Italian, he sounds deaf.
He wasn't deaf?
He's also deaf.
Oh, he's also deaf. Yeah. My dad, me and my dad are going to bodybuilding content.
He's doing a deaf accent.
Get up to 450 pounds of spaghetti and meatballs where your dad oils you up. And signs to you. bigger fucking muscles, Lou. Bigger Italian sign
oh,
language.
Yeah, dude, bigger Italian fucking sign muscles. Language.
Yeah. So oh. Glissando sign language yeah. All over the place. Come on, Louie. Come on. Get your big, beautiful fucking muscles like a Michelangelo would. You guys got WAPs here? It was weird. In Australia, they had them, but they're like different. You know?
They're
like, yeah, they were like. Persians or whatever. What's the name for them in Australia?
Wogs.
What? No, it wasn't Wogs.
Wogs.
Wasn't
it was Italians.
Yeah, they were like, you can't say that, mate. You can't say Wog.
You
it's
could
the
say
worst
anything
slur.
Else, the N-word, we anything
like,
else.
We thought it was...
Don't say this made-up slur.
We thought, yeah, they're like, don't say Wog. And we were like, what? Like the whole time, we were like, man, that must be for like... Aboriginal people who are like wheelchair bound, you know, like that's got to be the most
strength.
Protected class there is if you can't say Wog. And I was like, like, who does Wog describe? And they're like, Italian people. I'm like, oh, I'm going to say Wog the entire
time. The
whole
time.
That's the one kind of racism
and Greeks,
you can do.
By the way.
Yeah.
Greeks. We're lumped
it's
into
Southern
that
Italians.
Shit. Southern Italians.
Or Southern Europeans.
Mm. It feels good to have a slur.
Alanis is from here. Alanis Morissette. Let's give it up for her. Do you guys know that song where she talks about sucking off Dave Coulier?
The Full House theme song?
Every
dick I suck belongs to Dave Coulier. I suck on his penis.
Yeah.
Alanis, we love the melody. We're going to go with someone else for the lyrics, though, actually.
Yeah, that Napster recording Donald Duck getting a blowjob is just the two of them. It was just recorded in that theater. I wonder what movie they were watching when that happened.
Oh.
Or play. I guess it was a theater.
Oh, yeah, it was a play.
Yeah, they went to
Fences.
See Matilda.
Yeah.
We blow you.
Blow me while we watch Broadway Matilda.
While we watch Kinky Boots. Jersey Boys.
I'm getting my dick sucked in Jersey Boys, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my dick sucked at this retrospective. The ABBA.
Right. It's just a family from Westchester bringing their grandpa on oxygen tanks to go see Jersey Boys. This is Dave Coulier getting his dick sucked by
Hey, what the fuck? He said Dave Coulier getting his dick sucked
in the disrespecting
the
Jersey Boys.
Damn, that's pretty cool that Dave Coulier got his cock sucked off in the theater.
Yeah.
It was in an elevator, I believe.
Which seems like a real Uncle Joey move.
You think
yeah,
so?
Uncle Jesse.
I think that's an Uncle Jesse move.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's an Uncle Jesse move.
Joey doesn't fuck.
He's a puppeteer.
Right. An Uncle Joey move is beating off at Matilda.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did Uncle Joey ever get pussy on Full House?
Yeah.
Danny, have you seen Uncle Joey? He's at the police station. Make sure Michelle doesn't find out.
No amount of funny voices is going to get you out of this one, pal.
It's San Francisco. I thought it was allowed. I thought it was in the Charter of Limits.
We're going to have to ask you, with regards to this pedophilia, we're going to need you to cut it out.
What was the... he fucked Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the neighbor. They couldn't get rid of her, and then there was time they really
Uncle Joey,
got rid of her.
We need you to do something.
We need you to
Kimmy's
take...
getting pretty annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny's wife actually dies in the show.
Before the
show, because she walked in on Joey molesting Michelle. And he beat her to death.
Jesus.
With a keyboard.
They were infants when she died, dude.
I'm just telling you what happened on the show.
I'm sorry.
This is a Full House Q&A.
Any questions about Full House?
Yeah, anyone else got any questions?
I like that that's what Bob Saget was like. He was on a wildly successful show, and he's like, I got to think about my career. What can I do? I'll just go around the country talking about molesting Michelle.
I know, dude.
As stand-up. And it worked.
People love that
I know.
Shit.
They were like, it's great. The Full House guy also implies that he rapes the girls.
If you've never seen Bob Saget's act, please look it up.
He does a very dirty act.
We're not. It sounds like something
it's
we would make
blue.
Up.
No, that's a joke that he does in his
he
act.
He literally talks about fucking all
he
the
talks
children.
About fucking Michelle on the show. Well, because he was worried about his career longevity after Full House ended. He didn't want to get typecast as the guy who makes millions and millions of dollars off Full House residuals. So he's also, a pedophile.
What should our... we should do. We should cash out on a sitcom, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should it be?
Full House. Same show.
Full House.
Adam's,
I'm Jesse.
Adam's husband's dead.
No.
So his two friends from college help raise.
No, you're
the
brothers
turds from his husband's
ass. You're the brothers.
Adam's got a collection of turds from his recently deceased husband's ass.
That's okay. Not
that he needs
that
help putting in little clothes. And,
no, a grieving
and
person
so we
wouldn't
have
do
to
that.
And we do it.
I do voices, and you're the Southern European friend.
No, you do like Elvis.
A leather jacket.
Who has, like instead of a motorcycle, a motorized wheelchair.
No.
Leather jackets.
Yeah, but okay. You have like a biker vibe, but you're in a...
But I'm on a rascal
you're
scooter.
You're on a rascal
I'm
scooter.
I'm going to help you raise your turds, Adam. I'm sorry your husband died and left you these turds to take care of.
You're Meatwad?
I don't know. Is that Donald Duck?
Okay. He does Popeye too.
Oh, I'm glad you're gay.
Mickey.
And your husband's dead, huh?
That must be really
hard.
It's
me, Uncle Joey, and this is Jesse here.
What's up? I'm Uncle Jesse.
It's Uncle Jesse.
I'm getting my dick sucked on a rascal scooter.
He's got a rascal scooter, and I'm Uncle Joey, and you're gay Danny.
Yep.
And that's Full House 2020.
I don't think that gay people, the beginning of their names start with gay. I think that...
I know, it's your character.
They do in San Francisco.
No,
it's your specific
San Francisco, character. Everyone would be named gay something. Then.
That's a really cruel stereotype.
No.
That's really not a cool... Wait a minute. Way to talk about San Francisco.
That was Meatwad again?
No, it's Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
This is Donald.
Who else does he do? Popeye?
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Popeye. It's me, Popeye. It's Popeye's here, man. I'm here to say that you better shut your fucking... suck my ass.
No, that's not it. Popeye sounds more like... I eat spinach, and then I'm getting strong.
That's
and then
true.
I got fucking olive oil. She's got fat tits, or she got no tits.
She doesn't have tits.
She's flat chested. That's
was
a tall.
There no one else with bigger titties? Here's my problem with Popeye.
Popeye,
sorry.
Yeah.
This
olive
the only
oil.
Woman in the whole thing.
Yeah, there's no other woman in the show.
Isn't Brutus whatever?
Brutus is also trying to fuck olive oil. But
gotcha.
Mostly he just wants to make Popeye feel ashamed.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a alpha...
It's a commentary on masculinity.
It's not like olive oil is Popeye's girlfriend.
Oh, really?
No, he just fucks her.
No.
They make that pretty clear.
He fucks her. He's like, yeah, I'm not into labels.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't really want to get tied down with anything.
Brutus.
I'm just trying to eat spinach and move things.
Mm-hmm. And he had big ass forearms.
He did.
How do you get big ass forearms and not that big a bicep?
Juicing.
Juicing.
Eating spinach. That's right.
Some people are just built that way, Adam. You know? My friend Ben O'Brien has big Popeye arms for no reason.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You guys know about Ben O'Brien?
You guys ever
hear about Ben O'Brien?
If you guys want to check out a guy with big arms, Ben O'Brien.
He sells pictures of him on
on
many cams.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, on OnlyFans.
How many?
That's where you'll find me after this podcast.
Have you ever
over.
Subscribed to any pornography? Any like personal pornographies?
I've only done it if they were rose emojis on Twitter, and they were like, "I'm selling nudes for $5," and smashing capitalism. And then I just send them $5 and say, "I don't need to see the nudes."
Thank you, comrade. I don't need
Thanks,
to see the
comrade.
Nude.
Thanks, comrade.
That's good.
Yeah. Just please stop calling me a racist.
We got any sex workers in the crowd?
Woo! We're
really?
Pro of that.
Yeah.
You beat off with a luchador mask on? Is that the kind of sex work? I was thinking about that. Beating off with a luchador mask on.
Everyone would immediately recognize. There's no way people
true.
Would be like, that's Stavros.
No.
That baby-shaped luchador.
I thought your mic turned off, but you just weren't holding it to your face.
I'm trying to do
That's literally the only qualification for what we need to do for the next hour, is hold our mics to our phone, or face. Whatever, man, who cares?
Yeah. I'm going to do my job.
How did you forget you were not holding it, bitch?
Mm-hmm. So we're hot off the Raptors championship, but you all know we're big fans of the Ottawa Homosexuals, the local basketball team.
Is that really the name?
That's their name, dude.
Wow. What?
Yep.
That's crazy.
What kind of sport?
In basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
The Canadian Basketball Association, the CBA. Starting center.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead. This is really wacky. Who's the center? Hold on, let me guess.
I'm giving
George
up.
Gay is their center. Who's their power forward, Adam? Go ahead. No, it's not Stavrosakis.
We don't need fucking suggestions. We're fucking professional comedians.
Yeah. No, shut the fuck up.
What do you mean quit stalling?
This whole thing is stalling.
For years.
I'm sorry that you guys paid money to see this dumb bullshit, but that's on you.
It's on you. You guys
knew what
idiots.
The fuck you were getting.
I'm
paid
stalling money
on a Friday
night.
This is going to be a good show.
On a Friday
show?
Night,
never.
You go to a live podcast?
You're coming to a
make
school
friends.
That might have
Just
a pool
make
in it. Could be a nursing home. Who knows?
Yeah.
Where are we right now? We're next to a hospital. There was a guy in a hospital gown outside smoking a cigarette. He just left the hospital.
Good. See, that guy's smart. He's leaving. You will not be able to get a
no
refund.
Refund.
Don't
no,
even try.
It won't happen.
All right.
There will be zero refund. The rest of the show will be the same as the first portion, but in French. Slowly translated through Google on my phone. Until the battery dies.
Je
m'appelle Detective Penis.
Je m'appelle Detective Penis?
Je m'appelle...
Well, that was a Montreal character.
Yeah, je m'appelle... Wow, the new Toy Story is dedicated to Don Rickles.
Oh, that's respect. They put some respect on
R.I.P.
Wow,
R.I.P. What a giant of comedy. You guys actually should get into that.
You guys remember Don Rickles?
Don
that's back
Rickles?
When you could say whatever you wanted.
That's when men that look like frogs could be mean to women.
Yeah. You could go into the audience and be like, nice face, cunt. People
that's
are like,
when comedy was
an
good.
Institution of comedy.
Before the PC police
Where'd
came
you get
in
your wife?
It.
The fucking garbage?
Mr. The ugly bitch
fucking
Wow,
would
bin?
You go out to the dumpster and say, give me the shittiest piece of trash you got? From the fucking garbage, you dumb bitch.
You dumb fuck. Where are you from, Germany? You dumb kraut bitch.
Nice kraut fucking drink you're drinking there, you fucking asshole.
Fucking pussy.
That's what comedy
is. Vegas.
Schnitzel eating piece of dog shit.
Everybody's wearing a suit.
Everyone, yeah, let them have it, Don. Yeah.
Get them, Don.
God damn it, Don. You've done it again.
When dames were dames and fellas were fellas.
Oh, is this a Japanese? Get him to a fucking camp.
What is
base
this,
app.
A Japanese guy? I don't know if the look in your eyes or fuck him. You got two baby pussies right there on your face, pal. And
that's very wanna,
and by the way, you're not forgiven for Pearl Harbor.
For Pearl Harbor.
Never
I
ought to
fuck you right in your eyes just for that. I got something you can kamikaze right here. I'm about to kamikaze all over your fucking vagina eyes, you bastard. Okay, next. Who's next? Who's next? You said it's her birthday? What are you, Jewish or something?
You fucking dumb heap bitch.
Oh, you got, wait, you bat mitzvah, you turn into a woman? Because it looks like you're turning into a fucking 35-year-old man with a nose like that, sweetheart.
That's what comedy used to be.
Fuck my liver! My liver hurts! Vegas.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, the rat pack.
We need a residency, dude.
That would,
at
that
the
would
Tropicana.
Be awesome.
I would love that.
Yeah, you can hang out with your mom and dad all day.
No, I wouldn't
just
do that.
Move back
I
home.
I wouldn't even tell them I'm in town.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd just do shows with my boys.
Does Canada have a Vegas?
What?
So the answer is no.
No, dude.
No, we don't. Oh, yeah. No, people go real crazy. They take some pictures there. There's some birds you can take a look at. There's a gift shop where you can get a postcard that says, I wish you were her. So it's a bit pretty wild there.
We get pretty wild over here.
Niagara Falls. It sounds like a slur, you know?
It's the closest we get to saying the N-word.
That's about as racist as it gets, is Niagara Falls.
Nah, dude, I found out they're racist here, dude.
Yeah, are
no.
they?
They did something racist to some kid or something.
Yeah, a kid was skateboarding at the University of Ottawa, and they told him, they arrested him for being black. And then another guy skateboarded past him, and the cop said, this guy was doing tricks. Yeah. I watched the news in my hotel room.
And we actually brought that kid here and gave him free tickets to the show.
Mm-hmm. That's not true. Why would you think that's true?
Are people leaving?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, of course. Where are you going? What?
Where are you going? To call your boyfriend?
God,
not
is that
there's anything. It should be legal. It but should be legal. Double surprise twist. The boyfriend has cancer, and we brought him here tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
We brought him
hand.
Here tonight. Let's give it up for the boyfriend. He's dying.
Again.
He's dying of cancer.
We brought him here because he has cancer.
And we're all going to suck his dick.
We're all going to suck his dick.
Because that's a type of homeopathy,
yeah,
right? Where you suck the cancer out of his dick.
It's ancient. It's native
medicine. If you put ginseng in your cheeks and then suck his dick. That's what a guy told me anyway.
You suck him until he comes air, and that's called wind talking.
That's the first. Oh, we didn't. Oh, shit.
What?
We've been doing a anthem and a land acknowledgement at the beginning of our shows. We forgot to do it here.
Someone said, fuck you.
Do you not like
we
land
didn't, it was you who
you
did
don't
it
like
to them.
Acknowledge
what
you've done? The pain that you've caused?
My family was in the 80s was in Greece. I didn't have nothing to do with fucking
Native
Americans.
And my family was in South Africa in the 80s, and they didn't do anything wrong with themselves. They didn't directly.
Doing a couple of Excel spreadsheets.
There were other people doing.
The
they were doing adjacent. There were wrong things being done outside, but they were in their homes doing Hanukkah together. So
you guys don't like land acknowledgments? Why
okay.
Fuck you? What's wrong with them?
Does someone have the land acknowledgment memorized here?
Do it. We don't have it, man.
Okay, so we just want to say sorry.
No.
We want to say sorry to all the First Peoples that we drove from their land and we recognized that this racist podcast is happening on stolen stolen land, or however you say it.
Stolen land, man.
Stolen land.
This is no, be happening on stolen land.
Bro, bro, bro,
bro, bro, bro, bro. That's why we offer the biggest doobie in the world to all our brothers and sisters. Whose land we've stolen.
I think it would be nice if we made Jamaicans do land acknowledgements.
Yeah. Toronto,
that would make
Toronto.
Haitians do land acknowledgements. Yeah. Excuse me, you're from West Africa, so this is not your land.
No, that's what Toronto, that's a genuine Toronto accent. When Drake started talking Jamaican, they were just like, I'm talking Toronto, man.
We're from
this
Toronto.
This is how we're talking the six, man.
Okay,
wasn't Snow also from Toronto?
Yeah.
Who?
Snow, the rapper Snow.
Oh, nice.
Informer. Does anyone know the words to that song?
My penis is very fucking little and it never gets sucked. My penis is very fucking little and it smells bad. And no one sucks it.
I think those are the lyrics. Nice, man. Nice.
Okay, that guy said, for everyone else playing at home, he said literally the words cops look at my bum hole, and I'm gay, and I should stop interrupting these talented comedians. You shouldn't have said all that, dude. No, I'm just kidding, dude.
Should we do the anthem also?
Oh, Canada.
My dick is small as shit. I've never
it really the Canada national anthem really does feel entirely improv.
Yeah.
Like there was a guy and they were like, Bill, you came up with an anthem, right? He's like, oh yeah, no, I know, I did it this weekend. And they're like, can we hear it? And he's like, Canada,
this shit is fucking
this
cool.
Place is great.
We
from
love-
sea to sea. Can I keep my job?
You guys ever get mad that there's too much land here? Like, what's going on up at the top? Like, the Yukon or whatever. What's going on there?
How much of Canada is just gonna melt, like with global warming? Most of it, right? That'd be ha ha.
Why is it more shit?
Haha, that's happening to you.
Why is it more?
Texas won't melt, brother. Texas ain't never gonna melt. Be Texas forever. Gets hotter and hotter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That is correct. Ain't nothing bad gonna happen in Texas.
Ain't nothing. Texas just burns constantly. Yeah. That's my favorite part. You just drive through Texas and it'll just be on fire. Just miles and miles of wildfire.
Same with LA, dude.
I forgot. Sorry, gay California stole Texas's
they
cool
didn't steal
wildfire.
That. They didn't steal it.
They stole it from Texas.
Yeah,
no.
They did, dude.
No, that
everyone
was
who knows that.
California started that on their own.
No.
Because they were like, oh, we're doing everything fucking Cali style out here, doing avocados.
That's really true.
I saw in some headline they interviewed with the guy that started the last wildfire that killed like 50 people and fucked everything
up. Was
he
a Cali bro?
I don't know. Well, I mean, probably. But just imagine fucking up that bad and then talking to the news being like, I can get on top of this.
Yeah. I just need to spin it the right way.
I know I should not.
Well, you see, I really wanted a ribeye steak.
Yeah.
And I knew what they said about barbecuing.
You know, I just...
My friend said you couldn't light farts on fire. And I was doing a science experiment for the kids.
I've learned from this experience, and I'm going to apply those lessons to what I teach my child. Who is retarded, by the way. Before you criticize me.
Before you criticize, you should know.
I just
child.
Want a shirt that says, before you criticize me, my son is retarded.
That's a good
some helpful information,
please
my son.
Please remember, before you criticize me, that I am raising a retarded man in
you're
this world.
You're just cutting in line.
Baby
the
on
bag.
Board, in parentheses, yeah. And it's retarded,
by
the way.
A retarded baby on board, by the way.
We make ourselves laugh.
Hey, you know, that's what life's all about. And just before you get mad, you should know that I have a retarded son.
That is so true.
Uncle of a retarded child. She's one of those like targeted Facebook shirts.
Just like like 10 like different fonts. Yeah. Just
I'm a welder and my nephew is retarded.
I may not have been born in Connecticut, but I'm certainly the uncle of a retarded child. Like, I guess I'll buy this. Father's Day's coming up. Nice little gift for myself. Mm-hmm. I may be a civic engineer, but when I moved to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, I knew that my retarded nephew would appreciate my love of the Rolling Stones.
Straight out of Wilmington with a retarded nephew. In the Straight out of Compton font, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw it.
Do you guys have a Compton here? What's downtown Canada Brampton look like? Vanier?
What is that? A French place?
It's cool to see French rednecks. That is cool. We think of the French as smart.
We got them on the bayou. We got our own.
New Orleans. Yeah, Louisiana's got plenty of those. Those are the weirdest people.
But they don't speak French still.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes, they do.
They speak a Creole.
They speak Louisiana French.
There's no real Louisiana French.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's real. There's Texas German, too.
It's just a dumb fucking...
There's Texas German, which has, like, special...
There's definitely not Texas German.
There's absolutely Texas German.
You're just picking a state and a place.
There's Pennsylvania Dutch.
Pennsylvania Dutch is a type of people.
They don't speak anything.
Right.
You just picked a state and a place.
Just like there's French Canadians, they got different words.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, they're basically speaking French.
What kind of... You guys got French Canadians, you got other kind of Canadians, like Mexican Canadians or something? Yeah. Yeah? American Canadians. Jew Canadians. I'll believe it when I see it.
You had a bunch of smoked meat and fucking Montreal.
Yeah, I kissed Leonard Cohen's grave.
Yeah, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
Adam was like,
this whole trip he's been trying to get us to go to Leonard Cohen's grave and watch this shitty Bob Dylan documentary.
He's been trying to watch the Bob Dylan documentary.
I don't want to start this.
Bob Dylan was actually really cool.
Bob Dylan rocked, dude.
Have you ever heard
they
of
They don't
Bob
agree
Dylan?
With you. You're not even getting any. No.
I don't
he's
give a fuck.
He's a genius, and he's
Adam,
one of the
gives
few
a fuck
geniuses.
Whether they
no.
agree with this.
Oh, now you're siding
Bob
with them,
Bob Dylan sucks.
He doesn't suck.
Bob Dylan
sucks
dick.
He doesn't.
He's
suck.
One of those things that that Jewish guys tried to make cool to prove that they're cool.
That's not true. A lot of people liked him other than just Jewish guys.
No. It's never once.
That's not true. Shut
never
up.
Been a single one.
Stop
I'm
agreeing with
gay,
Nick. He's not going to be
and
friends
I sing
with you.
Like this.
And my music's
all
just
my songs
nonsense
garbage.
He didn't sing like that his entire career. In the 70s, he sang a lot more straightforward country ballads.
And I love making music.
Okay, of course
that
sucks.
I'm
that's
fucking
the style.
Bob Dylan and my penis is
small.
Shut up,
dude.
And a fucking gay bitch will watch my documentary.
It's a great documentary. You guys should watch it. I watched it alone in my bedroom today because they were making fun of Bob Dylan and making me feel bad for liking him. Also, you guys
should... Which you should feel bad, Mom. My music
no,
sucks.
No, you shouldn't. You don't need to...
My music sucks dick and your dick is small. I'm fucking
yeah, but
ugly
here's the thing.
Shit.
You watched the documentary when we first got to Toronto.
No, I turned it off because you were being
it.
Disrespectful.
You've been watching the documentary now privately on your laptop for days on end.
I've just—it's a long
true.
Documentary.
Are you
Martin
lying?
Is
Nick lying?
And
you
it's
take
3 hours long.
The documentary to listen to Bob Dylan and then call your dad and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And I called for Shabbos. I didn't call for.
Yep.
Can we talk about Bob
Let's
Dylan
quickly.
Again?
Quickly.
I've cut my voice down. There's non-Jews here. We can secretly talk about Bob Dylan.
We know he sucks. Amongst each other, we can admit it. But have you been watching the documentary? Have you been
have
trying
to watch
to get
the
them
Bob
into
Dylan
it?
Documentary every Shabbos? Don't let your friends know that if you play it backwards, it says the Jews have a birthright in Israel.
Well,
to,
I don't
try
respect
to sneak in
Palestinians.
Some, yeah, try
I
to
don't
sneak in some saber rattling
people.
About Iran while you're there.
Abdullah has never made statements like that about the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Iran shot down that drone on purpose.
No, Bob Dylan has never. He has no.
And it's an attack on he made Americans. He made a lot of. Shoot down our drones.
He made a lot of political songs, but they were about freeing boxers named Hurricane and stopping the war, okay? They weren't about
hold
Palestine.
On, stop the Vietnam War and start a much different war in the
hold
Middle
on
East.
A second. I just looked up Bob Dylan Israel, the first hit. Bob Dylan's embrace of Israel's war crimes.
That's fake. That's fake. That's fake. That's fake. That's fake. That's fake news.
It's just... It's just
controversially, musical genius Bob Dylan received the Nobel Prize for Literature last week.
Let's yeah, read yeah. The whole, let's okay, read the whole I'm sorry, he won the Nobel Prize.
Bob Dylan's embrace of Israel's war crimes.
And he dresses like the Quaker Oats guy, too.
He's changed his style up a lot of times, and right now he's doing more of a mariachi thing.
Well, you know...
It doesn't really say it because there's no clear connection between Israel and Bob Dylan.
Oh,
that's
the way the lyrics. Well, the neighborhood bully, he's just one man. His enemies say he's on their land. They got him outnumbered about 1,000,000 to 1. He got no place to escape to, no place to run. He's the neighborhood bully.
Whoa.
A lot of... Okay.
That's his song about Israel.
A lot of people that age knew people from the Holocaust, and they tend to be more Zionists.
No.
Because not... been.
Anyway,
he's
the,
a man
the point
in his,
is,
of
he
70.
Performs in Tel Aviv on June 20th, 2011, in defiance of a Palestinian call for a boycott.
2011, that was...
Bob Dylan's forgotten pro-Israel song revisited.
Yeah, this was more fun when we were pretending Bob Dylan was this guy. I kind of only jokingly dislike Bob Dylan, but this is a fucking nightmare.
It's not a nightmare.
I mean... To acknowledge that Israel is the neighborhood bully and then defend the neighborhood bully because people were mean to him.
Israel National
well,
News
how
has
do you,
an article
how do you
called
justify
Bob Dylan's
it?
Five Most Jewish Moments. Some good
These
stuff
are
here.
Fake websites set up by Israel to
the
make
New
it
York
look
Times.
Like Bob Dylan thinks they're cool.
Anyways, guys,
the Times
gonna,
of Israel, Bob Dylan's
we promised to ruin Toy Story 4. And we
yeah, say what happens at the end.
Oh, yeah.
No! Don't hurt her feelings.
I'm not going to do it. I can't.
She sounds so sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I legitimately was.
Yeah,
going
look
to
up
do
The
it,
Neighborhood
so.
Bully. It's a very pro Israel song. Anyway, any well, more brainwashing you want to try and do, Adam?
It's not brainwashing to like Bob Dylan.
I think it is.
All right.
Name one good song of his.
There's plenty of good songs.
Name one.
Simple Twist of Fate. Nope.
Sucks. Next. Next. Name another one.
I'm not going to play
just
this game.
Name one then. So you admit he has no good songs?
No, because you're going to say that
Do
it
you
sucks.
Admit it?
I don't admit it.
Well, then name a song. Should be easy. There's so many good ones, right, Adam?
There
one
are a
more.
Lot of
just
good
do
ones.
One more, dude.
You're going to say it sucks.
No, I won't. Say one more.
A Hard Rain's going to fall.
No! Wrong. Trash!
Old Town Road?
That's
you didn't do that.
I'm going to take my old town road.
I'm
going to
take my own.
Right on the road.
To Palestine. I'm going to commit atrocities.
Everybody says that road belonged to them.
Well, you know what else? Nick,
but maybe they shouldn't have had a war about it if it did.
No, shut up.
Six
I'm
countries
gonna take
attacked.
My gun to Palestine. I'm going to shoot a child flying a kite.
Yeah. Pretty good. That was pretty good.
Well, it's just Bob Dylan is a good
song.
Songwriter. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not that genius. That's why he said no rhyme, kite, and child. We didn't say he doesn't know how to write a song. It's
that's
just
true.
The songs themselves.
Also, you just I don't care what Bob Dylan's politics are. Also, Nick and Stop said that Neil Young is really bad. And
no, that's not what
they
we
were
said.
Saying
we
that
say
before
that.
The show, and I
mind,
said,
dumbass.
He's a national hero.
No.
And we should...
Never
we should name
Neil,
more
I
shit
Neil
in
Young's,
Canada after Neil.
I said Neil Young's lyrics
after
are nonsense,
Neil.
But Neil Young is great.
Shut up.
Which is,
shut
which
up.
Is true.
Boo. No. Boo this man.
No, it's true.
Fuck
Neil Young
Neil
is
Young.
Great, but his lyrics are nonsense.
Fuck both Bob Dylan and Neil Young.
Neil Young has no idea what he's saying. No.
You can all suck my nuts, you fucking Canadians who love Neil Young.
Oh.
Fuck him.
Uh-uh.
He sings stupid too. Doesn't he have
no.
a high ass voice?
Yes, he does. They both sing stupid, but that doesn't mean that they don't mean it.
Fucking Neil Young.
That's
and
not how
all
we sing.
My shit sucks yeah. almost as much as Bob You're Dylan's. Singing...
No, he's making, and Saab, of course, is making fun of the lead singer of another Canadian institution, Rush. Yeah. Okay?
Boo. No, Rush rules. Rush,
Rush
rocks,
is great.
Dude.
Rush is awesome.
Boo.
Getting my dick sucked by a demon.
The best politics of all the people mentioned.
Going to the future to get my penis sucked.
Shit rule. And a guitar solo? Come on, dude. That shit rocks.
Uh-huh. Finding a goblin in hell and sucking his dick. Rush!
And then that guy just... That's fucking just, drummer
that's,
rolls.
That's Rush from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That's just getting Lee in that Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Where they do the birthday song.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what... It might be even less effort than this show is that fucking... just purely a product of, like, let's smoke too much weed and then just produce the worst ideas that we have.
I love that shit.
And it's hilarious.
We should do that tonight.
Which is similar to how Neil Young operates. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is very similar to Neil
Young.
Yeah. No. Adam, stop, man.
You're trying too hard with that. And it's
we had a whole nice
work.
Thing. We did songs about how much Bob Dylan sucks.
Yeah,
what
you're
do you
just
got?
Trying to get people to boo.
Which is pretty fucked
which
up.
Which is fucked up if you think
okay,
about it.
Okay, let's stop getting in an argument.
What you're trying to do is control the entertainment industry.
Yeah, everyone gave those jewel flashies in the... Okay.
Stop jeweling places. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, you got to stop jeweling.
No, it's...
Shut up.
Fuck.
I'm about to fight you motherfuckers, dude. There's too much attitude in Ottawa. I don't know, you fucking... You think you're in the
okay,
capital
let's,
or something?
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to something we can all agree on.
Okay.
You guys got, do you guys do Monster Jam here? Do you have Monster Trucks? Yeah. Okay. That seems like something Canadians would like.
Yeah.
You said, come see, come saw?
Come see, come saw.
You're on the fence about Monster Trucks?
You were on the, oh, you don't like, you were the one who has half broken teeth, right? Yeah. So you do this a lot. You respond a lot.
Now you can get your teeth fixed for free, right?
No, they can't.
No, they said that during South Side.
Oh, they don't have dental? That's hilarious.
Bullshit.
That's the French part of it.
That's the English.
The only way we will fix your teeth is if you have sex with this child. All the dentists are French. And you must do the tradition, the French tradition of having a child for a girlfriend.
Marie Antoinette famously said, let them fuck kids. all the nobility got to fuck Marie Antoinette, but the peasants...
They don't get any
grown-up
pussy.
Fuck children. And that's why they had...
That's so true.
Their Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple guys who were like, I don't know, she seems pretty good to us. You know, fuck all these kids.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with this. I love aristocracy. What's up?
What's
wrong?
I got something stuck on my teeth.
Oh.
I need one of those little...
You about to lose another one?
Little dental shits. No, I don't think so.
I can't wait until I can get my teeth replaced.
With what?
Fake teeth.
Oh. You gonna get veneers?
Veneers, dude, yeah. You can do dental tourism in Colombia, South America.
Dental tourism.
They do they
if you go
do
to
your
Colombia.
Flight, you go to Colombia, you get cheap ass veneers. They're a little bit too big for your mouth. You come back, everyone respects you.
I would love that. Just
you gotta get your ass done
too. A big pair of like mask size just chompers.
How we doing, gals?
Somebody stop me. He never tells you what he needs to be stopped.
He's going to rape.
He's going to rape. Oh, he's raping?
Please, it's a disease.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Turning into a cartoon wolf.
And yeah, like, yeah, exactly. That rapist cartoon wolf.
No, which is, you know, and then the lady tries to go to the police, and she's like, it was a cartoon wolf. And I'm like, right. You know, because they do that anyway.
It's because the police are bad.
The police are bad. Normally, they even, you know, it's like, it was, you know, they're like, it was a black guy. And they're like, sure. What? But if it's a
no, that's
you know,
the one where you'll get them to listen.
If it's the mask.
If you say it's a black guy, they'll be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find one. Mm-hmm. We'll pin this on one.
Are your police bad
one?
Here, too? Do your police also do that? Yeah, this, yeah. What is it with you? Just have a fucking opinion about something, man.
Yeah, you guys are so come see, come
you're
saw
like loudly
everything.
Undecided on fucking everything. And he looks like Ken Bone, too. That's great.
I love that.
Yeah. Damn, yeah, I don't know how I feel Ken about Bone. Monster trucks or the police. Yeah. I'm really undecided on both those
I
things.
Love them both. Psych.
Yeah, Josh said the police in Australia are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke weed with the police. We all go to the outback and smoke weed with the cops.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could do better.
So how about...
We smoke weed. What was that? Do I have to sing more Bob Dylan songs, dude?
How about the band Lynn and their song Steal My Sunshine, Canadian?
I can't remember if it was brother and sister. Was it Lynn or LFO where the lead singer had bone cancer?
LFO.
It was LFO.
My man had Canadian? That info quick.
Because yeah. they would take them on tour still and like fucking they're like we're still doing the tour. He's just dying.
Guy just wants to die in peace.
Yeah, I gotta keep doing this.
I like
fucking
girls
summertime
that wear Abercrombie.
Chinese people make me sick. He's just like throwing up. All
they're
over.
The ones that gave it to me. Yeah. It was all. he might have a fucking
in the summer.
Theory.
In the summer. Yep.
You watch your.
All right.
It'd be nice if all of those guys got summer. Bone cancer, you know? If that was just like.
LFO?
Yeah, that was like our generation's cigarettes, you
was
know?
Frosted tips.
It was, yeah.
Yeah,
it was highlights tips. And upside down visors. Like, yeah, apparently visors give you bone cancer.
Puka shell necklaces.
Yeah, wearing a puka shell necklace and riding a Razor scooter will give you bone cancer. And all those guys, they're like kind of like our Marlboro men, you know?
If your jeans are too big.
Yeah, fucking the Smash Mouth guys all got bone cancer.
Damn, dude. I was big time into boy bands.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in one.
Those aren't boy bands, though.
LFO was definitely the boy band. They were like a bootleg ass.
They were
right under 98 Degree. Here's the,
yeah,
okay.
But I'm trying to think of
NSYNC, like, Backstreet Boys.
But they played instruments.
98 was third.
98 Degrees was a firmly third.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, 98 Degrees was a boy band.
Mm-hmm. So was LFO.
What was the British one that did Baby When the Lights Go Out? You know that one?
No.
It's a good
was that a British man singing to you last night, personally?
Adam, when the lights go out.
Adam's like, what was that? Just had posters of it all over his room. Just fucking closing his eyes, singing the song into his Mr. Microphone. His dad's looking up tickets back to South Africa. I can't, well, this country ruined him.
Adam, yeah, when the lights
my manager's
go out.
Husband was in like a famous boy band.
Really?
Yeah, like a famous British boy band.
That's Five. Hilarious. They were
and
called Five. That's the name. The band that
that's
did Baby
the band
When
that
the Lights Go
to
Out.
Every night.
I like that song. It was on a Now That's what I call a music compilation.
Oh, I don't remember them. I remember S Club 7. They were thank you.
Nice.
They were Australian. Hold on a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I like that it's like, now that's what I call music, which is like the kind of thing like Larry the Cable Guy would say.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, those are songs.
Like nobody's Vanessa Carlton, that's right. Now that's what I call
music.
Now,
that, boy, I tell you.
I tell you.
Shit, they just spit all over the CD.
NSYNC, now that's what I call music.
Yep, that's a good observation about the... Now that's what I call music. But yeah, no, he was in some boy band and then quit, and now
the
he's
Beatles?
Like just a regular guy. No, it wasn't the Beatles. I'm trying to remember.
Was it the Rolling Stones? All right. Yeah. Let's
funny.
Guess all the British
if
bands.
If you Google gay dads and then go to Google Images, he's one of the first ones that comes up.
Really?
Because he went into print advertising after
his boy band?
After his boy band.
Whoa.
Where did you work?
What do you mean, where did he work? He's a producer on TV shows now. He has a production company. Well, what a career, huh?
That is an interesting career.
Being in a boy band and doing print advertisements for gay dads.
Man. There should
now,
be a...
And now producing Impractical Jokers.
Sal. Shuts out to my boy
Sal Volcano.
Have you
been any Canadian? Was Trigger Happy TV Canadian?
No.
Have you guys, you've never had like
It was British, wasn't it?
You're too, could, would you, have you ever had a hidden camera, like a prank show? So no, you haven't?
Hey. What are you, protective of that show? Yeah. Hey, watch it, pal.
No one's ever heard of it?
That's a good show.
It is, eh?
Damn, dude. All right.
What happens on the Just for Laughs prank show? What's like their famous? What's one of their good ones? Nothing.
Oh, no. They detain people against their will as cops.
Now that's what I call funny.
Now that's. We would point a gun at the black guy. It would be a very good prank, a French-style prank.
Just like a, oh, sure, you are raped by a green guy who turned into a wolf. Very funny, ma'am.
There's a video.
They're sending victims home. coming up on Jukoria.
There's a video of that my friend Michael used to play all the time called Russian Pranks Funny LOL.
Oh, yeah, this is the funniest
and,
fucking
like,
prank.
The pranks
just kicking
just
people
mean.
In the face,
they're
pointing
just,
a gun at
just,
them.
They're just like hitting people. Like someone's on a ladder, they just shake the ladder. That's their idea of pranks. Yeah, someone's trying to get onto the bus, and the bus door opens, and the guy just goes in the door and just starts kicking until it closes. So funny.
Yeah,
God bless Russia. I hope they did steal our election.
Yeah. They did, and salute to them for doing it, dude. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't do shit, dude. They're too dumb.
Oh, yeah? Oh, let me guess.
Drunk.
Who do you think did it, Adam?
Did what?
Who do you think was capable of stealing the election?
No
what
one stole it. Donald Trump
or getting
won
a better
election.
Deal on the election.
Yeah.
Maybe
exploiting the prices of the election.
No, I mean Russia's clearly doing too much dash cam crash videos and like urban parkour shit to like do anything. Like okay, enough politics. How much have we done on this show?
Damn, I can't wait to smoke weed. And what do you guys think? Maybe get a couple DiGiorno pizzas? Head back to the pad?
I don't know about that. I got some Frescas, and then I might go try to see Toy Story 4.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah. What do you mean, boo?
I hear that Andy and Sid, what the fuck is...
What noise is that? But what emotion is that describing?
Jealousy. What's happening tonight? What's going on tonight? What are you guys doing after this? Rickfest?
Wait, Rib Fest?
Hey, do you guys know there's a Dragon Boat Festival in town?
Shut the fuck up, both of you!
No.
They're giving us some important information.
Tell us about the Rib Fest.
Yeah,
why didn't you heckle
Rib Fest at the beginning so we could all leave?
Nick, shut up. What is
Rib Fest?
Where is it?
Interesting.
Spark Street.
Quiet down. Quiet down. I'm Googling Spark Street.
Wait, hold on. One at a time, what is Ribs Fest?
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't know what Ribs Fest is.
It's not, I don't have like an antenna where it fucking pops up. And whenever there's a food festival,
his nipples go erect.
That's the next purchase is an antenna that pops up that lets us know when
there's
Ribs
a novelty food festival somewhere?
Yeah.
I just started, the lines, yeah. Just,
is there
I smell it.
A cheese factory exploded 700 miles away.
Is there like a bar?
I have to go. I just have a fucking jetpack.
Do you guys have bars here in Ottawa? Royal Oak?
All right, now's the portion of the show where if you have any drugs you want to throw at us, thank you, right? I'll take any edibles that you have. All right, here we go. Oh, nice. All
perfect.
Right.
What's that?
Hell yeah.
This guy's taking shit out of his cargo shorts.
And if the police are listening, this is all purely fake. Oh, no, that was a gummy bear.
It's real.
Right here, bro. No, fuck, edible. All right. Damn. Thank you. Very nice.
Man. Dude, we can take this on planes?
Sour gummy is nice. No, if there's any cops in the audience, which our audience is mostly
cops. It's
legal,
son.
Oh, it is legal. Damn, that's pretty tight.
Do you guys want to just throw some cocaine LeBron style up in the air?
No. Is the coke here good or
no,
bad?
You die from it.
Does anybody know anyone that's died? Zero. Okay, that guy sounds like he sells fentanyl-laced cocaine. No. No one. Zero. I know for a fact.
That fentanyl shit sucks. That really is.
I know.
Like,
dude.
Your life doesn't suck enough that you're addicted to heroin. There's a guy out there that's like, Well, we'll put a surprise in. How about we make his life worse? And maybe he'll die. Mm. Yeah. If you manufacture or import Chinese fentanyl here tonight, please stop.
Please stop. That's the one takeaway as we wind down.
Yeah.
Don't put fentanyl into shit.
Yeah.
But if you have
if you
drugs.
Sell regular heroin, give yourself a pat on the
good
back.
Yeah, it's a small business owner.
If you're a small business
owner. What's
wrong
owner, with some good old time heroin?
Some smack.
That's fucking selling horse.
Salute.
The old fashioned way.
You're what makes Canada
in Chicago,
great.
I was in Chicago a couple weeks ago doing stand up, and some guy comes up to me after the show. He's like, Adam, it's a great show. Just one question about episode 93, and then he like, and I'm like, oh god, I don't even remember like what we talk about. And like as I was answering, he's like, I'm gonna go do some fucking heroin right now. That guy rocked.
We were in line at Walmart last night, and Adam dropped his beer, and then the guy in front of us was like, oh, do you want me to pick it up for you? I can pick it up for you. And like I thought he was just Canadian.
No,
and he was being polite. You know, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't pick it up fast enough. And then I'm like, oh, he was like a mental, like an intellectually disabled guy, but I still halfway was expecting him to be like, I'm a big fan of the show.
Adam, here you go, you gay bug.
He was buying popsicles at 1 a.m.
He was buying a 12-pack of those Rocket Pops.
Hell yeah,
that guy rocked.
That guy had himself a little nice little evening, dude.
Hell yeah. He apologized to everyone at Walmart and then had 12 popsicles.
Yeah, and then he goes home and puts on Ramstein in a leather daddy outfit and shoves the popsicles up his ass. Oh, sorry, see you later. Just having a nice, quiet evening back at the assisted living facility.
Where are all these red and blue stains coming from?
We sort of do more of a free range thing with them, and we let them. We give them autonomy to make their own choices, and we don't really encourage the leather daddy outfits, but some of them prefer them. So you know, why not? That is a it's an adult care facility where the retards are gay.
And folks, that's gonna do it for us.
That's
tonight.
What I call.
Thank you so much. We'll be hanging out there. Thank you again, guys. We'll see you out there. Bye.